Hare Krishna. Gopichandra Prabhu is asking about what he heard in Bhagavatam class, which was that Srila Prabhupada had said that 75% of his disciples are headed towards the heavenly planets. So his question is, how do we know whether we're in that 75% or not? And what happens to the other 25? Are they all going back to Godhead, or is there something else for them? Well, let me start off by saying that the statement of Srila Prabhupada, which is accurate, although I think I've heard the number 50% as well, but 75% will do, is an observation. It's not a tattva. It's Srila Prabhupada's observation of his disciples. And it's something that could change based on what the desire of Srila Prabhupada's disciples and followers is. In other words, it could be that today 90% of the devotees are headed for the heavenly planets, or it could be that only 10% are headed to the heavenly planets. What determines that? Well, it determines their own determination in devotional service and Krishna consciousness, because the basic principle, one of the basic principles that we work on in our Krishna consciousness movement is that Srila Prabhupada said that go back to Godhead in this lifetime, so that it's possible to go back to Krishna in this one life, provided that we practice Krishna consciousness properly. Now, if we go back to the beginning, to devotees who joined Krishna consciousness movement, although I know of a few devotees who actually became devotees to experience a higher level of sense gratification and because they wanted to go to other planets. Generally, the overwhelming majority of devotees all come and join to go back home, back to Godhead. And they're very enthusiastic about that as young devotees, as new devotees. However, what happens in time is that we see that although the process itself is relatively simple, you have a three-word mantra that you're meant to chant, the austerities that we perform are relatively simple, rising early in the morning, associating with devotees, morning program, eating Bhagavat Prasadam, certainly not much of an austerity, doing things like distributing books and preaching and Harinam. So these activities in themselves are very simple, but we know that when they're not done purely, when they're done with offense, then they don't actually give the full benefit which they are capable of giving. And so what happens over time is devotees start to see that although their knowledge in Krishna consciousness increases, although they become mature in devotion, although they may become very expert in certain services, they see that if they're not very astute and not very careful in their devotional activities, that material desires are deep-seated as a result of past sinful and past pious activities. We see that it's Kali Yuga, and the purification of the heart doesn't happen as fast as we'd like it to happen. It takes time. One has to be, as Rupa Goswami says, very patient. The tendency is that people become impatient. We realize, wow, this is a real austerity. This is a real tapasya. You really have to stick it out here. So after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, the devotees somewhat lose their enthusiasm. One reason for losing their enthusiasm is the arduousness of the process itself. Srila Prabhupada said, I tricked you. Krishna consciousness is more difficult than you thought it was. So sticking to that process and really remaining determined to please Krishna under all circumstances, purify our hearts, go back home, back to Godhead, serve Lord Chaitanya's mission. And of course, the other thing that also adds to the burden is that devotees' lifestyle changes. Whereas brahmacharis and brahmacharinis had nothing else to do except serve and practice Krishna consciousness, when they enter the grihastha ashram, then they have so many other duties and responsibilities which takes away their time. Not only it takes away their time, but it takes away their focus. And a result of losing that focus is that they're even not as attentive, or they just don't have enough time for devotional service as otherwise. And whatever good reason we may have or not, still the material energy acts. And therefore the tendency may be that unless one compensates by staying in very good association, which is why Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to have good farming communities where they could live together and raise their children together and basically keep life simple and not get distracted. The tendency may become is that that initial enthusiasm where going back home, back to Godhead is the priority, it's no longer the priority. Maintenance of family and material desires which are there, they become prominent. What to speak of when devotees become really negligent in devotional practices and don't stick to the original vows which they gave? Then of course material desires come back with a vengeance, and if one engages in different types of sinful activity, unregulated sense gratification outside the purview of Krishna consciousness, then those material desires strengthen even further. And then what you have are, of course, there's a whole spectrum here, and I can only generalize. What you have are devotees who have performed devotional service, significant service, and who were practitioners who may now no longer have the opportunity to render that much service, and their practice is compromised, which then of course affects their consciousness, that they are not so Krishna conscious as they were before, or if we take priorities, they may not be Krishna conscious, but they may be so many other conscious. They may be money conscious or family conscious or other things like that. Then let me take the example now of Jayananda Prabhu in terms of devotees heading to the heavenly planets. Jayananda Prabhu joined as already a mature man. He was an engineer, a professional. He remained a brahmachari throughout his devotional career. He was loved by everyone, was very simple, austere, was a real model devotee in every way. And yet, when he left this world, Srila Prabhupada's first letter, first reaction was, and that was a public letter to ISKCON, which, if I remember right, was also published in Back to Godhead magazine. He wrote that if Jayananda had any material desire, then first he will go to the heavenly planets to enjoy those material desires. And from the heavenly planet, then after enjoying his material desire, he will return back home, back to Godhead. So the implication there is that if for some reason or another, Vaishnavas have material desires within their hearts when they leave this world, that is certainly there, it's either a priority, or even if the material desire is not the priority, but it's significant enough that for some reason the Lord doesn't give some causeless mercy, some reason maybe being some extraordinary service or austerity that someone may have done, and doesn't just sweep those things out of those desires out of the heart, then the devotee may go to the heavenly planets, and there his yajitamam prapadyante, there his desires become fulfilled, obviously in a higher way than they are able to be done here. There are multiple references in Srimad Bhagavatam where it's stated that devotees and even pure devotees neutralize the results of their pious activities by religious enjoyment. Here, pious activity also means, of course, devotees' devotional activities. So not only, of course, is it that one lives out one's material desires, but then there's the opportunity for association. There are great personalities who go to the heavenly planets. For instance, on Indraloka, Lord Vamandev is personally there. And Narada Muni and so, who knows, all kinds of great Vaishnavas both visit and reside in these places. And by their association, then one further advances in Krishna consciousness, and then at the appropriate time goes back home, back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada seemed to indicate that according to his observation, that's what the majority of his followers were intended for. As I mentioned earlier, that was his observation. That wasn't necessarily some kind of spiritual or philosophical principle. And what about the other 25%? In the context of Srila Prabhupada's statement, Prabhupada was saying, with the other 25%, they'll go directly back home, back to Godhead, or that place in the material world where Krishna's Leela is taking place, and then from there to Goloka, Vrindavan. In other words, those devotees throughout their lifetimes maintain that type of focus, or even if not throughout their lifetimes, because very often we see that people have hiccups in their Krishna consciousness and sometimes lose their perspective, but the overall evaluation by the Lord is that their priority is going back to Godhead, and either they've done some extraordinary service that material desires are purified from their heart, or they have actually succeeded by the proper discharge of devotional service to purify their hearts. Of course, there may be also that category of devotee who doesn't necessarily go to the heavenly planets. In other words, if devotees perform such sinful activities or in the balance aren't considered to be qualified for even the heavenly planet, they may come back to the earthly planet. And of course, Krishna says that himself. Is that svalpam apyasa dharmasya trayate mahatobhayata, that one at least gets a human form of life from executing devotional service and then continues devotional service there, either on this planet or in heavenly planets. Anyway, in conclusion, we should consider in answering that question that, well, how do I know which category I belong to, the 25% or the 75%. The answer is, which category do you want to belong to? And if you're determined to be in that category and act accordingly, then that's the category that you'll stay in. And were Srila Prabhupada here today, then perhaps his observation would be that 90% of devotees are going to the heavenly planets, or the 50% are coming back to the earth, and 25% are going to heavenly planets, and 25% going back to Godhead. But if devotees as a whole really have that urgent desire that, yes, I want to go back to Godhead to please Krishna, then it can be 100%. It really depends upon us. What is it that we really want? And based upon our intense desire and our effort to achieve that intense desire for perfection, then Srila Prabhupada's statistics would change, and the current statistic could be 99% of devotees are going back to Godhead. As Prabhupada had also said that all my disciples are pure devotees because they just want to please Krishna. That's, of course, another statement. And there are so many other statements that Srila Prabhupada also made that should be taken in context. But in answer to Gopichandra's question, this is my brief answer. Hare Krishna.